Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The left fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to third. Berg moves to second. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Berg scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Coleman moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. There goes Averill. The throw from Berry to McNair, and Averill is out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hale takes first base on ball four. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Berry and he is out, McNair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Fox reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Indians. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair is hit by the pitch. Coleman moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins scores. Coleman moves to third. McNair moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hale hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-2 in the game. Kom takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Fox moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry is walked intentionally. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Belle Bean now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kramer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Averill throws the ball into Com, who tags Kramer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. McNair reaches second base with a double. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Athletics. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Berry strikes out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Kramer reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Benton moves to third. It's 9-3, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benton scores. Kramer scores. It's 11-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox is hit by the pitch. Finney moves to second. Bing Miller pinch runs for Jimmy Fox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing first base. Bing Miller now playing left field. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to third. Com moves to second. Bob Seeds pinch runs for Moberg. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Belbean. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker scores. Com moves to third. Seeds moves to second. It's 11-4, Athletics. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Com scores. Seeds moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. It's 11-5, Athletics. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Seeds scores. Pitlock moves to third. Galatzer moves to second. It's 11-6, Athletics. Sugar Cane now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock scores. Galatzer moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 11-7, Athletics. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-4 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Galatzer scores. Rice moves to third. One out. It's 11-8, Athletics. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 11-9, Athletics. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive to center field. Kramer throws towards third. Higgins fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Trosky scores. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 11, Athletics, 11. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. It's 12-11, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 11. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.